essentially CCNV, I think the spiritual heart of the community was kind of broken by the weight they took on. That would be my analysis. Though I think a lot of those original activists essentially were, you know, they burnt out. It certainly didn't help that the right to shelter, which was this thing that had been such a victory, was overturned. You know, the other side, the darker side of Mitch Snyder, is that clearly part of that rage that he channeled so effectively into working for, you know, defending homeless people and trying to get people to see the image of God in them was also directed at himself. And, you know, he's a person just like anybody else with romantic reverses and struggles. And, of course, you know, the day... I was not close to him. I knew that he was exhausted. I actually had an encounter with him because we had heard that he had gone away to, you know, to have a retreat, like to regenerate, and like he was supposed to be gone for like 3 months, which, you know, all in all, I remember thinking, makes sense. It's like, how could you live at this fever pitch? Like every day you're like throwing yourself, you know, really putting yourself on the line. In this extraordinary, inspiring way, as were many people at CCNV. It wasn't just Mitch Snyder, but he was a symbol. And then I was through my work with seniors. I was doing blood pressure checks at the giant down at 8th and O, and here he came walking into the Giant. And I remember talking to him and asking if he needed to have his blood pressure checked, and him kind of laughing and saying, "No, I got my own doctor." And I remember at that moment thinking, and I don't remember asking this, but I know it was in my mind. It's like, why are you here? Aren't you supposed to be away? And it was shortly thereafter that he hung himself. And I mean, again, the blow of that for those of us who were part of that, again, and I was just a small part. Of that movement was tremendous. I remember thinking, like, how do I live in a Washington, D.C. that has no Mitch Snyder? It's, again, I think I said it in your class, but it's exactly what I felt. It's like the city has lost its soul. It's lost its heart.